Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Bob Papiani's back with us, Channel 2. You'll see him on, well, what is the schedule for you guys this Sunday, Bob, with it being a night game? What do you guys got cooked up for us? Anything?
Well, we do a pregame show every Sunday, same time, 11:30 a.m., so that's well before the game. We do some stuff on KDK Plus, and then at night we have to do our showdown show live. So if you guys are both available, I'm looking for participants. I'll just do it now since I have you, because everyone seems to be going to the game and I need some panelists, and let's bring the PM team to the PM team.
Well, I am out because I have to do the First in Pod podcast with Patrick Peterson. So I
what do you prioritize? Is that your priority?
Well,
Come on, man.
If you had asked me last week, I could have made you my top priority, but you're putting me on the spot here days before I have to tape this with him.
Bob, I'll tell you what.
Okay.
If this were baseball, you'd be in the Hall of Fame because you'd be hitting .500 here. I will do the showdown live.
Ballsy in.
Well, that's great, Chris. I appreciate that. And I got to find – everyone's tied up for the game. It's kind of hard to do anything like that.
Bob,
by the way, sorry, I'm kind of moving around here, so hopefully you don't hear any distractions.
What golf course are you at right now?
No golf course. Not this week. I've had enough of those for the last two Thursdays,
Giant,
I think.
Eagle Market District is what it's called right now.
You may be right about that.
You guys gave the Steelers the kiss of death last Sunday. Every single person on your pregame show picked the Steelers to beat the Colts. Is every person on your pregame show picking the Steelers to beat the Cowboys, too?
Those results aren't in, but I will tell you, so far, after the first 3 weeks, I was the only one who picked against the Steelers in week one. I took Atlanta because I really thought they were going to have a problem with Cousins, but Cousins did not look good at all, and now he's gotten better since. So, I mean, this is one of those games, you know, people are underestimating – maybe what Dak Prescott can do, I think. I understand they have injuries on defensive side, and the Steelers should be able to move the ball, but I thought that last week. Didn't we talk here about Indianapolis missing some of their key players?
Yes.
And I thought for sure they'd be able to do more, especially in the first half of that game.
Yeah, me too. And then they went out and played a horrible 30 minutes of football. Actually, more like a horrible 40 minutes, and then almost redeemed themselves. Do you think they should go get Davante Adams, Bob?
No. I just think it's too much money. I think there's too many – they need somebody. Maybe it's a C.J. Moore type. Maybe it's There are other possibilities.
DJ
I think.
Moore.
I think CJ Moore is a guy that's about to bag your groceries there, Bob. I think you meant DJ.
What did I say?
DJ Moore ain't going anywhere.
I'm multitasking. I'm walking through this thing now, trying to look at different
I'll tell you what's terrific at the grocery store. I think most places do it. That little in-between size cart, not the big cart, not the basket either, just that little half cart.
Can't you do it all from your phone now and they just bring the groceries right to your car? Why don't you just do that,
Bob? He's a blue-collar guy. He wants to go in there and be amongst the people. Why? Are you a guy who does digital grocery shopping, Pony?
No, Amanda generally handles all that stuff.
Oh, interesting.
No, I don't trust that kind of stuff. I just don't. I'd rather do it myself.
Okay, so you're out on Davante Adams. That's fine. What would you say to the complaint levied against Tomlin that it really doesn't matter who they get offensively because he's still going to force his offense and his offensive coordinator to play call it very close to the vest and prioritize not making mistakes as opposed to trying to make big plays, Bob?
Well, first of all, I think fundamentally that's not a bad way to go, but you can only take that so far. Then you have to be willing and able to adjust when the time comes. And I think I may have told you this, Andrew, on Monday night during the Sports Call show, that I think we've come to a point, I've watched enough of Justin Fields to know that maybe they should just start with a run-first mentality this week and throw Dallas off a little bit because they will be expecting the run. Their running backs are limited. They don't. You know, I'm not sure how well they can play.
You mean pass-first, Bob? You got confused again. You mean pass-first mentality? You said run-first.
Yeah, pass first. I'm sorry. I'm now in a bread aisle. I'm looking for rye bread. I hate it. I can't find it.
I'm just waiting I'm waiting for you to answer one of our questions with, I'll take a quarter pound of jumbo, and then I'll take some chip chopped ham.
You know, they got to get in their pumpernickel defense. I mean, let's be honest with each other.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, do something different. I think he's proven that he can do that. So, you know, the bottom line there is, yeah, you want to fundamentally be able to run the ball when you can, but if you start every week with that being the first thing you do and it's shut down, you know, now it's going and playing right in the hands of the defense. I want to mix it up a little bit. I think Justin Fields has shown his ability to get down the field with accuracy on the run or not, even in the pocket. In that game 2 weeks ago in the pocket, 8 of 11, pretty good stuff.
Do you think Mike Tomlin has trust issues with his quarterbacks? Like as far as trusting them to do what we're describing here?
I think ever since Ben Roethlisberger, you know, it's different when you know you have someone year in and year out. There's no competition for the job. You know what you got. This is a combination of philosophy too. His philosophy is always going to be run first if he can. Set the stage, physical game. And again, I think that's a good philosophy to have as long as you can execute it well. Pass play should be available after you do that. So I think it's a combination. I don't think he has. I think he's developing more and more trust, let's put it this way, for Justin Fields.
Bob?
We were waiting to ask a question. One of us couldn't decide who was going to go next here. I think Bob is just hanging out in the bread aisle still with the rye.
Bob, are you still there?
Yes. Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you. How did you react to the Pirates' decision to bring back the GM and the manager?
Well, not surprised. Just because of the way that the only thing that surprised me is how quick this came to be. I thought they talk about doing a full, you know, review of what went on the previous year, all this kind of stuff, but that seemed very quick to make that decision. And it also seemed like it was almost fait accompli. Like Ben Cherington said, I want this, you'll get that. Okay, fine, take it. Like, come on.
Bob, you also sound a little out of breath now. Are you trying to do this at, like, a rapid pace, trying to whip around like it's supermarket sweeps here?
You guys are very intrusive. You know, I'm come on, Pony. First of all, I have a cart that doesn't work right. The wheels are screwed up, and, you know. So.
Well, that's every cart. Name me a grocery store where you're not going to end up picking the cart that has the janky wheel, and I'll be very surprised.
Donnie,
now stationary, Andrew. Well, I'm not moving.
Donnie, at what age would you have gone up to Bob in the supermarket, introduced yourself, and asked him a sports question?
Oh, that's a good question. See, I was always, like, so nervous to do that stuff as a kid. Like, anytime there was any sort of person of fame around, and none get bigger than Pomp in the Pittsburgh TV market. I would have had to be older, like probably like around college age.
I'm just imagining Donnie. Mr. Pompeiani, do you think the Pirates should have kept Derek Shelton and Ben Cherington? Hey, hand me that Wonder Bread, son. No, I would have fired them both.
Here's the thing I'll say about that, though, and Donnie, I appreciate those kinds of words. But I will say that I thought, you know, even if they would make a change, what are we really doing? Is it going to change ultimately what remains the same? To me, it all starts at the top of commitment from Bob Nutting on all levels, and that includes surrounding what looks like a very good pitching staff with much more this offseason. Not the nickel and dime, all due respect to those guys, but those kind of, you know, $3 million, $4 million, $6 million, you got to go out and make a statement. And if you're going to do it, this is the time to do it. If everyone's coming back, it should be, okay, this is the goal. If you're not in the playoffs, you're all gone. Simple as that. And they should make that transparent, I think.
Give us a snack food or treat that's not on Lisa's grocery list that Bob will sneak on there because he likes it so much.
Something that's on my list.
No, something well, that's first not of like all, a little treat. You're going to treat yourself here, yeah, like a little snack just, food, whether it's salty or
yeah.
sweet.
You won't show up. Lisa the receipt, so she'll never know, and you might just hide it and keep it to yourself.
Well, she knows everything, number one, so that doesn't happen. But I would say I'm just a big chip guy. I love chips. I can't watch anything without crunching something. Now, I'm trying to get to carrots, you know, because I think that would help me more. It's not the same. It's not the same. I agree. I've tried the carrots, and the carrots don't do anything for me. I need the salt that comes with watching sports.
What kind of chip do you like the best?
Oh, I like the crunchers, you know, the kettle cooked,
yeah.
The Cape Cod style.
Well, I say kettle cooked. Oh, what about the jalapeno, the salt and cracked pepper? Now I'm getting hungry, Bob.
Salt and vinegar, barbecue.
Yeah, barbecue's the worst chip there's ever been.
Too much. No, but the salt and vinegar is pretty good. You know, you can't beat that. Smokehouse, have you ever tried those?
Is that a barbecue?
They're okay. That's a barbecue. It's pretty intense, actually. So I don't like it that intense, you know, but anything salty is good for me.
I'm going to tell you what you want to find. There's a brand, I think it might be the Kettle brand. They make peppercini-flavored chips. They're terrific. You got
really?
Yes, you got to try them.
That sounds disgusting.
They are so good, dude.
That does sound disgusting. Chris, come on, pepperoncini chips.
Ugh. Bob. I would watch it,
Bob. How about anchovy chips? Maybe we could find anchovy chips somewhere.
Bob, I'm gonna rescind that offer to do the live showdown here if you keep ripping my chip preferences. You're going to be back to square one if this keeps up.
Bob, we'll be watching Sunday at 11:30. Thank you.
All right, and I'll see you guys. Well, I'll see you, Chris, on Sunday night. And, Andrew, have a nice time with Patrick Peterson. Sounds like a great time.
Thank you, Bob.
All right.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.